I'm going to give you the top 5 tips that every single new real estate agent needs to hear, or anybody that is thinking about getting into real estate absolutely needs to hear before you dive in. Hi, I'm Shauna Lay. I own a brokerage down in Soho in New York City, and I've been in real estate for going on 10 years. And I moved to the city, I built my career from the ground up, and I wish that somebody would have given me this very useful advice prior to getting into real estate, because then I would have been able to figure out whether this occupation was truly the right fit for me. So here are your 5 tips. Tip number 1 happens to be the absolute most important tip. Make sure that you have enough money in your bank account for at least a year. If you're not a part of a brokerage or you're not a part of a team, you need to figure out where you're going to get your leads from. You have to remember that this is your business. You are a small business owner and we happen to sell real estate. So the question is, how much money do you have in your bank account right now? When you take a look and you don't change your lifestyle, you add up all of your expenses, your housing, your food, any extra money that you've been spending, you need that to survive for at least a year. If you do not have that, I do not recommend that you get into real estate, because if you get into real estate and the transaction, say for instance in New York City, takes at least 2 months to close, if it's a sales transaction, you need to figure out, well, how much money do I have if I didn't make any money for at least a year, so that you're not feeling anxious, you're not feeling worried, you're not feeling paranoid. Am I going to be able to pay my bills? I'm not going to be able to do it in this industry. I'm not going to be able to make it in this industry. So that is something that you want. You definitely want to make sure that you have money in your bank account for at least 1 year. That way you're not trying to do transactions off of the need for money or the need of survival. And some people would say otherwise, but other people have a very difficult time focusing on what's important when they're too busy worrying about how much money is in their bank account. How am I going to pay for my rent next month? How am I going to do this? How am I going to do that? A simple solution to that would just be, before you get into the business, make sure that you have money in your bank account for at least 1 year. Tip number 2, find a mentor or a team to learn the business. Every market is going to have a different way of how they conduct business and the process of how they conduct their business and their transactions. When you're a part of a team or you have a mentor, you have somebody that is literally teaching you how to do things step by step. Just because you get your real estate license doesn't mean anything. You still need to learn everything from the ground up. For instance, at our brokerage, we have a training program. It teaches agents how to do the process of closing a transaction from A to Z. That's going to give them at least 3 to 4 years of material and knowledge so that they can speak to any buyer or any seller with some substance and they're not just shooting off of their hip. You know, sometimes you need to give away more money when you're in the process of learning, and 100% of nothing compared to 20% of something, plus the amount of time that people invest in you, how much time your brokerage invests in you, is worth it. Because if you don't know what you're doing, you're not going to be able to win business. You're also not going to be able to convince other people, buyers and sellers, that you're knowledgeable when you're competing against other people that have been in the business 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, maybe 30 years plus. You need the knowledge in order to have the confidence, in order to be able to close transactions. So find yourself a team or a mentor that's going to be able to give you that little leg up and show you the ropes. Tip number 3, if you do not find a mentor or a team, then find a brokerage that is going to teach you. At our brokerage, we don't have teams. We operate as one large team. We do individualized training, we do mentorship, we do role playing, pretty much everything that you could possibly need in order to be able to be confident, to immediately start doing business and being able to talk to clients without feeling like you don't know what you're saying, you don't know what you're doing. Tip number 4, figure out where your leads are coming from. Anybody and everybody can get their real estate license because the barrier of entry is so low. But just like a business, you gotta ask yourself, where is my leads gonna come from? Traditionally, you look at what is my sphere? What is my network? Who do I know who knows somebody who's buying or selling? Buying, selling, or renting in New York City. But the question is if you don't know anybody who's buying or selling, say you move to New York City not knowing anybody, really, not having any network, then do you have enough money to purchase into lead sources? If you don't, then you really need to figure out, well, if I have my goal of 10 million a year, 5 million a year, whatever it is that your goal is, you need to figure out, well, where is my leads going to come from? And if I don't have any lead sources, then what brokerage is going to help me to gain leads, get leads? And part of our brokerage is we help you to get leads. We have really good lead generation business, and we not only coach, train, and teach our agents how to do business and close business, we also help them to get customers and turn them into clients. So that's a huge, huge, huge part of every single business, absolutely every single business. If you do not have a lead source, forget it. I don't know how your business is going to survive whatsoever, because no business, any business, it doesn't even matter if you're a service-oriented business or you're selling something, you need to figure out where your clients are coming from. So tip number 5, if you think that you can be really successful in real estate and not work your ass off, I hate to tell you that that is just not true. You may be able to make a little bit of money part-time, but in order to transition this into a full-time career, you're going to end up working way more, way more. When I tell you way more, I mean like 6 to 7 days a week. And at first, you're going to feel like you are a hamster running on a little wheel. And then later on, you'll figure out how to integrate your life into your business. Because you got to remember, our business is client service oriented. Your clients being your buyers or your sellers. So if you think that you're going to clock in at 9 o'clock and clock out at 5 or 6 o'clock, I mean, that's just really not realistic. And you want to make $200,000 to $300,000 a year, or let's even start at $100,000 a year. Every single time that we interview agents, I always ask them, how do you feel about working 6 to 7 days a week? If you're serious about this and you're not going to do it part-time and you're not expecting to only make $25,000, $50,000, $75,000, after your split with the brokerage, are you okay with working 6 to 7 days a week? And for a lot of people, they kind of sit back in their chair a little bit. But at the end of the day, that's the reality. Every entrepreneur ends up working extremely hard because it takes time to build your business. It takes time to run your business. You know, we have the training, we have the lead sources, but also what comes with that is a very strong work ethic. That is what we expect because we give so much. So for everybody who reads the 4-hour work week, who thinks that, like, you know, I see all of these travelers on Instagram and they're making so much money. At some point in time, they put in the work to automate their business. But real estate, until you have a team that can handle things for you and a team manager that can handle the oversight of all of the agents, it takes some time to get there. So no matter what, you need to be ready to work your ass off in the very beginning. If you do, there's tons of opportunity out there and sky's the limit on how much that you can make. So before you think about getting into real estate, definitely consider these top 5 super important tips, because it will make or break the decision that you make to get into real estate. Guys, I hope you felt that this was helpful. I'm constantly training my team. Our brokerage is constantly growing. So if you are interested and you think that all of these five tips are something that you can do, we would love to hear from you. You can reach us on our website, apt212.com. And until next time, I will talk to you soon. Mahalo.